with you. I'm going to discuss multi-parameter deformations of ABS5S5 and related deformations of n equals 4 Heath and Mills theory. The deformed background can be obtained by using the so-called SPSC transformation, which is a composition of S-duality, C-duality, and shift of coordinates. SPSC transformations produce a six-parameter deformation of ABS5S5, and for many reasons, it is easier to study a simple three-parameter deformation of the ABS5S5, which can be obtained by using just TST parts of the TST transformation. A TST transformation can be realized as on the level of spring sigma model, and this allows us to find easily all BTS space of the deformed model and to find the leg span for strings in the background. Then I'll describe the deformed Young-Mills theory, which is supposed to be due to the deformed ground, and I also discuss some tests of the duality which were performed up to date. In conclusion, I summarize the results discussed in the talk and list several problems to think about. The simplest example of the ABS-TST correspondence, the duality between n equals 4, Heath-Young-Mills theory, and type 2D strings in ABS5S5, has been tested in many ways, but it is still a conjecture. Recent comparisons of conformal dimensions of field theory iterators with energies of spin states have shown agreement at two loops and disagreement at three loops of Heath-Young-Mills perturbation theory. We do not the underlying reason for this disagreement and especially agreement is still unclear. We don't understand what plays the most important role for the ABS-TST correspondence to work. Is it conformal invariance, supersymmetry, or integrability? The applications of integrability to the ABS-TST correspondence will be discussed by Nicholas Bystert on Thursday, and in particular he will stress out the importance of beta and zat for computing perturbative in number of dimensions of field theory iterators. The success of beta and zat in field theory indicates that finding a beta type and zat for quantum strings may appear to be the only way to compute the spectrum of strings in ABS5S5 and therefore to prove or disprove the ABS-TST correspondence. To find answers to all these questions, it is important to have other examples of ABS-TST correspondence, less supersymmetric examples, or maybe even non-supersymmetric examples. And in general, it is a very difficult problem because given a field theory, we usually do not know what string theory, what a dual string theory is, and vice versa. Recently, a very important step in this direction was done by Lunin and Maldacena, who found a string theory dual to a so-called beta deformation of n equals 4 Heath-Young-Mills theory. This deformation, the beta deformation of the n equals 4 Heath-Young-Mills theory, is described by this beta potential, where beta is a continuous complex deformation parameter. This deformation is marginal, it means that it preserves conformal invariance, and it also preserves n equals 1 supersymmetry. The one-loop dilatation iterator for this theory is not integrable for complex beta, and this may allow us to understand better the role of supersymmetry in the ABS-TST correspondence. The dual type 2B supergravity background is non-singular, and it can be obtained from ABS5S5 by using the FL3R symmetry of type 2D supergravity compactified on a two torus. This will be discussed by Oleg Lunin again on Thursday. The simplicity of the Lunin-Maldacena background and the beta deformed field theory makes the conjecture duality a promising, a new promising field for studying adiacency correspondence. We can try to use the many ideas developed during the last few years, the last several years, to test the new duality. Then, since the deformation preserves only n equal 1 supersymmetry, we may hope to understand better the role of supersymmetry in the adiacency correspondence. As I have already mentioned, the field theory is not integrable for complex beta, and therefore if the new duality is correct, the conjecture duality is correct, then the string theory is also non-integrable for complex beta. Is it integrable for real beta? And finally, can we find a non-supersymmetric example of the adiacency correspondence? These are the questions, these are the problems I'm going to address in my talk. The essential symmetry of type 2B supergravity used by Lunin and Maldacena to get the deformed ground can be represented as a composition of very simple and well-known transformations, as a composition of S-duality, T-duality, and a shift. So S sigma and S minus sigma denote S-duality transformation, and it is a matrix of this form. And if sigma is integer, then it is a symmetry of type 2B superstring. But if sigma is non-integer, then it is a symmetry of just type 2B supergravity. Then the S-duality transformation acts on the whole initial background. The TS gamma T transformation acts only on the two torus, parameterized by these two angles, phi 1 double tilde and phi 2 double tilde. These double tildes reflect the fact that we have two T-duality transformations. So to get the background, to get the deformed background, we need to perform first T-duality on the first angle, phi 1 double tilde, and this T-duality maps the type 2B supergravity to type 2A supergravity. Then we need to make a shift of the second angle by gamma phi 1 tilde. And finally, we need to perform T-duality on the angle phi 1 tilde. And the second T-duality maps type 2A superstring theory back to type 2B superstring theory. Since the composition of these two S-dualities is a trivial transformation, is the identity transformation. The conservative type 2B string theory, the weakly coupled type 2B string theory, remains weakly coupled. So, STSTS transformation gives us a two-parameter deformation of the initial background, two real parameters, gamma, sigma, and gamma. To obtain the Lunin-Maldacena background, we need to choose a special torus in ADS 5 S5, in S5 to be precise. And this choice will be discussed by Lunin in his talk. Now, let us assume that we have a three torus, that our background contains a three torus, T3, parameterized by this angle. Then we have three natural two tori. And we can use STST transformation to produce a six-parameter deformation. So we just apply STST transformation to each of these three tori. This procedure actually can be used for any background containing a three torus, not only for ADS5S5. In the case of ADS5S5, we can choose this parameterization of the five sphere. So phi are the angles, the isometry angles of the phi sphere, and then applying this procedure to the ground, we will get the six parameter deformation of the ADS5S5. The explicit form of the ground can be found in my paper, and it's pretty complicated. The main property of this fixed parameter deformation is that this background is supposed to be due to a non-supersymmetric marginal deformation of n equals 4 theta n mu. And the Young-Mills potential can be found by using the star product by Lunin and Maldacena, and this star product will be discussed also by Lunin and Selby. To get the Lunin-Maldacena background, we need to make the symmetric choice when all gamma i's are equal to each other and all sigma i's are also equal to each other. In what follows, I will discuss only three-parameter deformations. In this case, we consider only TST transformation. And the TST transformation can be realized on the level of string sigma mod election. And this allows us to find relations between the angles phi I double tilde of the original sphere S5 and the angles phi I of the deformed ground. And these relations will allow us to find all BTS states and to find the lag span for strings in the deformed ground. The existence of the lag span implies integrability of string theory in this deformed ground, and it will, and therefore it allows to determine, to find string beta equations for the model. So, since TST transformation acts only on S5, on the 5 sphere, we can consider only the S5 part of the string action on ADS5 S5. And again, in the parameterization that we have just discussed, in this parameterization, the action looks as shown here. So, we first perform TST duality on the torus phi 1 double tilde, phi 2 double tilde. And then we repeat the same procedure, we apply the same procedure to two remaining two torus. After doing that, we get this rather simple background. So this is the background described for this deformed model. This background is not supersymmetric, and it raises a very interesting question about the stability of the background. Is there tachyon in the string theory spectrum? We do not have a definite answer to this question yet. An important distinction of this gamma deformed theory, three-parameter deformation from the six-parameter deformation, is that the string sigma model on this ground is integrable. And the lag square can be found by using a TST transformation. So if you have a stream in S5, and if we apply TST transformation, then we get a stream in the deformed ground. And the question is how this stream in S5, the original stream, is transformed under a TST transformation. To answer to this question, we need, we can use the relation between the angle phi I double tilde of the original sphere S5 and the angle phi I of the deformed sphere S5. And this relation takes this simple form, and in just J double tilde and J are the one conserved currents of the angles. And therefore the statement, the relation just says us that the one conserved currents are invariant under a TST transformation. Well, it is not difficult to see that zero, the time component of the current, is the momentum conjugated to the corresponding angle phi I. And by using this fact, you can actually rewrite this relation in this form. So the first equation is just equality of the time component of the current. And it says that the momentum of the stream in ADS5S5 is equal to the momentum of the stream in the deformed ground. And the second relation is the relation between sigma derivatives of the angle phi. Gamma I here is the deformation parameter that appears in a dual field theory. Phi I are angle variables, and the strings in the deformed ground are supposed to be closed. And by this reason, this difference, the angle phi I must satisfy this boundary condition, the usual boundary conditions for a closed string. Now, if we integrate these relations with respect to sigma, over sigma, then we will get that the angle variables of the original sphere at phi must satisfy these twisted boundary conditions, and nu I here is the twist, which is expressed in terms of the deformation parameters gamma and the charges of the string, the case by this formula. And we see from this formula here that if nu I is not integers, is not an integer number, then the string in F5 is not a closed string, it is an open string. The shift S in the TST transformation breaks the closed string and makes it open. A general property of a T-duality transformation is that it maps equations of motion to equations of motion. And therefore, if phi I solves equations of motion for a closed stream in the deformed ground, then phi I double tilde must solve equations of motion motion for a twisted stream in ABS 5 S5. Then it is also not difficult to check that there are thorough constraints mapped to each other under a TST transformation, and therefore the energy of the twisted stream in ABS 5 S5 is equal to the energy of the closed stream in ABS 5 S5. These two simple observations allow us to find all VPS states very easily. So if you have a VPS state in ABS 5 S5 is represented by a point-like stream, and the energy of this point-like stream is just equal to the total charge of the state of the stream. It is also clear, because of this formula, that a BTS state in the deformed ground must be an image of a BTS state in ADS5 S5. And since it is a point in ADS5 S5, it is a point particle, all space derivatives, all sigma derivatives must vanish, and the momenta must be just equal to the charge of the stream. Because of this, we get just this simple equation, phi I prime is equal to nu I. And we see, and since the stream in the deformed ground is supposed to be closed, it means that the twist nu I must be integer for a BTS state. So this twist are integer. There are two different cases. The first case is when nu I is not equal to zero. In that case, the solution to this exists only if all the deformation parameters are rational numbers, because the charges jk are integers. And in that case, the solution is a circular string similar to the rigid multi-spin strings in ADS5 S5. If nu I is equal to zero, then the solution is a point-like string, and the solution exists only if ji is proportional to gamma I. In that case, we get zero here. And also gamma I over gamma j must be a rational number. So this is a BPS state, and another, there are also three obvious BPS states, j00, 0j0, and 00j. We see that in the deformed ground, the degeneracy of states in ADS5 S5 is lifted. And, well, there are, in general, there are just four BPS states, not more than four BPS states. A TST transformation allows us to get, to derive the lex pair for the model. Here are the steps we need to do to get it. We first need to start with the usual lex pair for sigma model on S5, on the 5 sphere. This lex pair is not U1 cube invariant, it is not invariant either under the isometric transformations, and therefore it has explicit dependence on the angle variables of the 5 sphere. To remove this dependence, we need to make a gauge transformation and to get isometry invariant like square with dependence only on the derivative of the angle. After that, all we need to do is to replace this derivative by the derivative of the angles of the deformed by sphere by using the relations between the angles. This will produce the like square for the deformed model, for strings in the deformed model. And after that, this like square can be used to derive string beta equations following this long line. Okay, now, if you want to perform tests of this duality, we need to know the Lagrangian of the dual field theorem. And to find the Lagrangian of the dual field theorem, we can use the star product of Bilunin and Smaldacena. And the scalar potential of the gamma I deformed n equals 4 Tipperary Mills has this simple form. After that, by using this scalar potential, by using Lagrangian, it is possible to find the dilatation operator for one loop dilatation operator for the deformed theorem. And this one loop dilatation operator is described by an integrable spin chain. And the beta unduct is known for FC3 subsector, and it is also known for the complete model. Let me stress again that the Hamiltonian of the sixth parameter deformation is not integrable. Well, actually, in the SU2 sector made out of two holomorphic scalars, the one loop dilatation operator is integrable even for complex beta, and this allows us to perform various checks of the duality in the SU2 sector even for complex beta. Some of these tests were done in the paper you wrote with Radu-Reutemann and Arkady Seidlin, and all these tests showed complete agreement with the string theory and field theory prediction. Several results we also obtained for SP3 sector of the gamma I deformed the ground, and again there was an agreement between string theory and field theory. So, in conclusion, what was done and what we discussed. We explained how deformed the ground are generated by SPST transformation. We have pointed out that the S duality in SPSTS breaks integrability because, in fact, S duality fills the spin coupling constant or finite n. Then TST preserves integrability and can be easily used to find the leg sphere for the deformed ground, and can be also used to find all the TS states by using TST, and there are not more than four such states for a given total charge. And that means that degeneracy of states in n equals 4 is lifted. And then it is possible to determine the potential of the deformed model, depending on your theory, by using the Lunin-Maldacena star product. And all tests of the duality performed up to date were successful. They showed the agreement between string and field theory results. Well, the main conclusion maybe is that integrability seems to be more important than supersymmetry for the ADS-CFT correspondence to work. There are many open questions because it's really very new subject. Here's a list of some of the problems. Again, it is very interesting to study the stability of this background. It is also interesting to understand whether this string theory is due to FUN or UN theory. An interesting question is if this deformed model is a conformal for finite n. Then we can actually use a TST transformation to find Green-Schwarz action on this deformed background and to find the leg sphere, the complete leg sphere for the deformed background. It is also interesting to understand if the dressing factor that appears in the beta and that for quantum spin depends on the deformation parameters, and so on and so forth. Okay, thank you.
questions?
Because it involves the S-duality transformation. S-duality transformation transforms weakly coupled string theory to strongly coupled string theory. And string theory is integrable only at zero coupling constants, or at large n. So S-duality, in effect, fills loop, has some memory of non-zero string coupling constant. That's the reason why it breaks integrability. No?
So you said in general that supersymmetry is low.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, that's a good question. Actually, these are classically BPS states. We do not know if there are quantum corrections to these states. Yeah. So these are the states with the minimal energy, but we do not know if there are no quantum corrections. We suspect that they are truly BPS states, but we don't have a proof yet. It would be very interesting to compute quantum corrections to these states. I think there will be no quantum corrections to this state. Yeah.
More questions? Oh, one more.
I just want to make sure I understand one thing. You had strings that didn't close, and then you demanded that they close,
yep.
And therefore your parameter was rational?
For rational gamma, you mean?
Yeah.
No, for rational gamma, there are special states, BPS states, that are circular strings. This happens only for rational gamma. But these strings, these circular strings, they are images of point-like of points in ADS5X5, not an open stream. In general, in ADS5X5, we have an open stream. We make a CST transformation and we get a closed stream in the default background. If we start with a closed stream in ADS5X5 and use the CST transformation, we usually get an open stream in the default background. That's the reason why the spectrum in ADS5X5 is different from the spectrum in the default ground.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's thank John Sergei.